Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Spoken word. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. Welcome home. This right now is the Friday, June 5th, 2020 edition. I am one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. Sitting across me virtually is my co-host for the evening, with the man who keeps everything moving on his own, Mr. JT. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing really well. What's been going on for you this week?
Not much. Normal work. And then Wednesday we met and recorded down a podcast.
New podcast.
Yeah.
Not even like an episode of some other podcast from before, although the people who have listened to Radio Angry in the past,
yes,
might see a little similarity.
Yeah.
What we essentially did was we completely recreated Radio Angry, and
yep,
it's a new podcast called Pop Culture Gods.
Yes.
So yeah, we did do that. You're right.
Yeah. Other than that, that was about it. It was nice. You know, I tried to stay cool because, you know, the heat's turning on in Colorado and I'm not a fan. So.
It's a little warm.
Yeah. Yeah. And then obviously everything else is going on in the world. So, you know, just watching a lot of stuff going, oh, this might bring on another surge of COVID. But, you know, fair enough, needs to be said, needs to be heard from those the people out there. So
we've been seeing a lot of powerful things happen over the last week, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really valuable. I think as a show that prizes equality as much as we do, we're all a family. We come together. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter, you know, any of those things. We even have bumpers that say that. You know, the idea of equality for us has always been a huge one, and it's been at the bedrock of what this show has always been about.
Yep.
And it still is. And it's great to see that being also championed in other, you know, all these other places and in the streets and in different countries as well. You know, so JT.
Yes, sir.
I went camping.
You went camping.
I escaped the city.
Good on you.
And I fought with a gigantic beast.
Yeah.
And I lost. No, I fought with the beast called called many mosquitoes. And
oh,
now I have been completely destroyed and defeated.
Yeah,
I am covered in mosquito bites. And, you know, what is there to say other than, wow. I just got back a few minutes before we got on before the show.
Yeah.
And so I've been unpacking, but I'm still in the clothes I was camping in. And, you know, I'm really happy to be here, though. It was a nice, relaxing, wonderful, you know, couple days, or yesterday and today. And the drive back was really nice, knowing that I was going to be able to end the day with all of you. And it's just nothing but good stuff over the last few days. So I escaped the city because, you know, I'm one of those people who pays attention to what's going on in the world, too. And, man, it was nice to be able to step outside and remember this is it right here. You know, this is what's so important. And it was valuable to me anyway. So I come from being high up in the Rocky Mountains. That's where I was.
Yeah.
Freezing last night.
Ugh.
Snow on the ground still.
Lucky.
And now we're back here, warm Denver. And I've got the window open. I've got some great bottled water. I've got some incense going. I got all that. And I'm ready to do the show. This is our first show of June of this year, which means that on top of having great poetry from, you know, poets all around the world and some submissions and all that, we're going to have the first three clues for this month's Poet of the Month. Man, listen to that cue. Okay, and we're also going to have a brand new, fresh off the presses, so hot JT had to juggle it with oven mitts, Poetic Form of the Month. Oh, yes. It's really that exciting. Now, before we get into the rest of the poetry, I want to address something with the we were doing a COVID anthology a while ago. We had people sending in work.
Yeah.
We want to still kind of keep that going because this is a thing that goes on for a while. It's not going to be over. We don't have enough poems yet to do a book.
Okay.
We've got something like 20 to 30 poems, which is great. We love that. We need more. We need like 70 more to even make this potentially a collection, right? So so if you want to submit a poem to a special World Poetry Open Mic anthology where all the proceeds are going to go specifically to reputable charities that are working with families and people who have suffered financially due to someone there having contracted COVID, then please send it. worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. Just indicate it is for the COVID anthology, and we would love to include your work there. Okay, now, JT, it looks like we're probably getting close to being able to head into the call-in segments, yeah?
Yeah, pretty close to it. One thing I did want to address.
Yes, sir.
Dennis popped it up in there. You know, the JT and Michael are sounding great. I did want to make a mention that I have readjusted the sound setup so that Michael should come across a lot clearer and a little bit with a bit more volume. And same with the callers. So callers, you'll probably be experiencing a different set of voices when we have you on the call taking you on the phone. So
what you're used to is our voices. What you will hear now sounds something more like Gilbert Godfrey. That's going to be...
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
I was doing earlier today, I realized that that is not a popular impersonation to do around other people.
No, it's not.
that's why I just keep wondering, why do you insist on doing it so much, Michael? So at any rate, yeah, JT made some adjustments. We got a little bit of new gear into the studio.
Thank you, Michael.
I think this is exactly what we should be doing and continually trying to upgrade the studio and making it better. So hopefully it works out tonight. We do have contingency plans if it doesn't, so we should be okay. Now, before we get into our call-in segment, I want to lay down the rules here for the show because the rules are really important. They're the bedrock of the show, and kind of the reason we have them is because over time we started seeing how certain things work and certain things don't. So here we go. Rule number one, no hate speech. We've never done that on the show. We never will. If there is hate speech here, we basically just cut you off. That's it. We're done. All right. Second rule is, JT, where are the rules, by the way? I want to make sure I'm not getting them out of order. Okay, I got it right there. Okay, second rule is, please cue PG-13 with your poetry if you can. Because we have young people, we have families that listen to this. We want to help them stoke their love of the poetic arts. And we just want to make it a comfortable place for them to be. So if you have something that's kind of bluer language in your piece, consider if it's really appropriate for the audience here. If it is art, kind of like Howl or something, which is a pretty risque poem, We may not jump in. We reserve the right to make that judgment. But if it's a little, you know, too gratuitous, we may say, hey, you know, this maybe this isn't the right platform. We reserve the right to jump in to kind of protect our audience as well. Rule number three, please be prepared with your palm when we come on the line. We understand sometimes that screens turn off, whatever, no big deal. But just don't be looking for your palm when we come on the line. Have it ready to go. That way it's respectful for everybody else who's waiting. It's respectful for the listeners. And just ultimately, it's a better thing. It leads to a cleaner show. And in that vein, rule number four is the same way. Please keep your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes long. We have had in the past work that was 20, 25 minutes long. Imagine if you were caller number five in a segment and the first caller is the one who does a 25-minute poem. You might be asleep. You might be dead. Or as I tell kids, you may be a spooky skeleton by the time it gets to you. So let's just keep everything 3 to 5 minutes long. It's respectful. It's good. It's fast. It's enough time to tell a pretty good story and read a really good poem. And rule number six is going to be, we're not going to go off on sponsorship dumping, right? Like I understand there's things that we are passionate about. We want to promote. That's fantastic. But we ask because this is our platform. We really don't run advertising at all because we want to keep this an advertising free place. Just like any other message board, if someone's spamming, they don't get to participate, right? So let's not spam each other. Let's honestly say, you know, if there's something you're raising a fund for, we understand. If you're performing a certain show, that's different.
That's new. Sorry.
That's what happens when we tweak things in the studio. We start finding little things we forgot about. We're okay. So, at any rate, let's just kind of go to a zero promotion policy as much as possible. I'm sure we all have good taste here, so it's no big deal, but we just wanted to add that back in. It's actually an old rule. So, we're just bringing back the old rule. Kind of like prima nocta. No? No,
probably not. Quite I mentioned that, right? But that's okay.
And JT told me no, and then I looked up what it was, and I was like, ah, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that on the show, and now I just have.
Yeah.
All right, and then of course the last rule is we love your feedback, we love your comments. They help us shape the show. So many of the things, including some of the rules you just heard, all came from those kinds of emails. However. If you're telling us things on the show, we're very likely not going to remember them. We have a lot of things that we're doing during the show. So we want to be able to hear it. Instead of putting in the chat room or something like that, send it to us, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, or go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, and you will be able to send us a message just to indicate what it's for, and we'll discuss it when we get together to have a meeting. All right. Now, that was a lot of rules.
It was.
But I feel like they're right. Linchpin rules. That's how they go.
Okay.
All right. We need five unique callers. The number 720-240-9766.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
We are back. For the first segment here, the first show in June 2020. What just happened?
A lot of weird technical things going on. Sorry, Michael. So the ringing.
What does that mean?
The ringing that was coming in in from the laptop I have you on. So unplugging the audio did nothing.
Open on that one too.
Apparently. And then.
Well, that would do it. Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
The other computer that I was sharing the screen with you with, that won't work. It will not work with Zoom and Skype. So,
right.
I will send you the list of the callers. We have four.
We are good, my friend.
Okay. Sorry, folks, if I, you know, put you on hold and it disconnected and things like that, it was just kind of a weird little mess. But I do have you guys, so.
Whew. These growing pains we're going through right now, JT?
Yes, light. And hopefully, I don't know what this is doing. Hopefully, right. This will
so we're,
come through.
Okay, appreciate it, man. So I'm going to jump into a. I'm going to actually jump into a submission that we have.
Perfect.
Okay, and so this is a great friend of the show. She sends in her poetry quite often. We all love her work. This is from Natalia Govsha. And she said she just finished this poem. So this is actually a hot off the presses as well. This is called Somewhere Without War by Natalia Govsha. Somewhere, one day, there will be a place where no one will scream for rights, where no one will kneel down for skin, color black or white. We're on a new plane. There will be closed doors for war in the windows, curtains with dense velvet folds to the floor. When my soul, veined, will not bleed like a wounded crane by rain, and splash of tears will wash away my fears. When the soft line of light for a while will shut down my frightened mind. Peace, quiet, illusion. And that was Somewhere Without War by Natalia Govsha. Wonderful work, Natalia. Beautiful. And we always love receiving your work. If you want to send in something like Natalia, like Steve Jonka, who we're also going to be reading from later this episode, you can send it to us, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or worldpoetryopenmic.net in the contact form. Just indicate it is a poem to be read on the show as a submission, and we will we'll read it for you. All right, let's head now, and I've got to open this list that JT just sent me, to the callers. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, and our first caller comes from the great state of Michigan, right there in the carpal tunnel of the Mitten State. Let's go to Dennis.
Hello, Dennis. Hello, it's me.
Woohoo! Good to hear your voice, my friend. How's everything where you are?
Everything is very okay for me.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good to hear that it's okay. That's good to hear it's okay. Now, as JT has been talking about how the weather here is really oppressive, what's it like there?
It's just kind of okay. It's not too hot. It's not too cool. And it's very doable.
Okay. I was going to say... Dennis, has anybody ever called you a very descriptive poet?
After that stuff, I guess not. JT wins hands down.
Oh. Yeah, perfect. All right. What did you bring to us this time?
Okay. I waited to the last week to read Poet of the Month for last month. And I still have poems left over from last month's Poet of the Month. So I'm just going to carry them over to this month until we get established what the new Poet of the Month is. So who that might be. So I'm going to read a poem by Rabindranath Tagore. And the title is, "And in Wonder and Amazement, I Sing." The sky is full of the sun and stars. The universe is full of life. Among these things, I have found a place. And in wonder and amazement, I sing. The world is swayed by eternity's rushing tide. Rising and falling, I have felt its tug in my blood. Racing through my veins, and in wonder and amazement, I sing. While walking in the woodlands, with my feet I have touched the blades of grass. I have been startled by the flowers' fragrance. They have all maddened my mind. The gifts of gladness and joy are strewn all around, and in wonder and amazement, I sing. I have pricked my ears. I have opened my eyes. I have bared my heart to the world in the midst of the known. I have sought the unknown. And in wonder and amazement, I sing. End of poem. A poem by Rabindranath Tagore.
Great read, and I've always loved that piece by him. It just explains so much to me the rapture of song and what it really is. It's so easy as someone who does what I do to forget about that. We realize that sometimes, as funny as it sounds, singing is really one of the only recourses.
Yes. Yes, indeed. What a way to self-express, to let loose in song, heartfelt song. It's wonderful.
I agree. I think it's JT hates it when I do it by singing the Jurassic Park theme song at the top of my lungs, but I'm just trying to express myself.
I understand that, Michael. It's just a little odd to do it in the middle of the mall.
Of a meal. Well, you know, JT hates several things. He hates guitar riffs, me singing out in public, and freedom. So, you know, it's really...
You crossed the line, Michael.
Well, you know, Dennis, it is really powerful for me to just go and mute Michael right now.
That's very true. Very true. Very powerful.
You have the power.
That's it. He does. He's got the power. Anyway, Dennis, thank you so much for that, and really... really do appreciate the read on that.
Yeah.
With the world as crazy as it has been, and it seems to get crazier, a little bit crazier every day, I figured we'd start out on a positive note, and we'll see where it goes. So that will be my first contribution, and I will step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic, and say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan to lead us off here in the first segment. He's in the first spot there. Now, before we go anywhere else, I feel like we should stay in Michigan for a minute, don't you think?
Sure, sure.
All right, let's do it. Let's go bug George. Let's go knock on his door and see if he's got anything for us. Hey, George, you there?
I sure am. I'm here. Right. I just got back off the plane from D.C. again.
Oh, again? Already? Wow.
Yeah. He needed a Bible. and I asked him, well, where's your family Bible? And he says, what family Bible? Woo! So I had to go out there and take one to him. But anyway.
I've heard they're in a shortage in D.C.
Pardon?
Say it again, Michael.
Oh, they're in a shortage. They're in a shortage in D.C. There's not a lot of Bibles around.
Oh, well, I had to do that. Okay. I wrote it in March, and I don't think I ever read it here because of technical difficulties, but it's called When We Are Corrupt. When we are corrupt, something quiet, sated, something quite sated seeps from our bones and bends us more steeply down. Something drools saccharine in the words we drip, which are picked up by lesser minds. When we are corrupt, we make less eye contact and rarely see straight. We build walls where doors once were. We hide from our truths and diminish our creds and react with surfeit surprise to mere facts. When we are corrupt, as we state deeply into our lives, stare deeply into our lives, the lies stare back and we must blink. We repudiate morality by laying claim to it, and it makes our falsehoods useful. When we are corrupt, a hill becomes a valley, a bass becomes a shark, a worker becomes a vassal, the leader becomes obese on the blood of the young. Whatever innocence we had becomes a dim dream. When we are corrupt, we turn money into faith and gardens into war fields, and forever fear looking at the truth of the sun. We turn against true integrity, facts become droppings, and we convert our monsters into stars. End of peace.
Really good piece, George.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. Very, wow. Very well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It is. It's really been something for me to, probably for all of us. Not just, it's not about me anyway. To just see what's going on and see the way that everything, we have this illusion of being able to say a lot of things that we want until you cross one line and now there's military action, you know, or there's something, there's a threat of military action against you. It turns out that large groups of people protesting don't do well when there's people in body armor holding clubs and shooting tear gas at them. They don't respond positively.
Yeah, which brings tears to their face, but they say it isn't tear gas.
right.
It's just, anyway.
There's so much power in it. I really hope that we're moving to the next level. You know, I hope this is kind of, some of this is kind of the death knell of the ridiculousness that we've been seeing. And that's where I am with it anyway.
I agree. And, you know, I still, believe it or not, I'm an optimist. At least I think I am.
I think I am too. But man, I sure feel like a doomsday guy recently.
I'm reading a lot of corruption. Yeah. You know, I'd like to, I'm waiting, you know, maybe, you know, for bright lights to shine. And if once in a while there's a glimmer, to be honest, there are some glimmers.
Yeah, there is.
So I think, you know, I think poets are a big role in this thing. You know, at least around the people that contact us, and we influence them and they influence us. So, but on to the next.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate you.
And okay,
that was George.
Back for, go ahead.
No,
sorry. I thought you were turned. You were off the line. Sorry about that.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Appreciate you, George. Thank you. That was George calling from Michigan. This number two spot here in our first segment. It's different when we're in the room.
It is.
JT, you know, we're still working that out. All right. Let me pull up who our next
Zach will need to call in. Sorry about that. I'm just
okay.
Jumping ahead of you.
All right, let's see here. All right, so, I know who this is. We have a song we need to sing to him when he comes on. All right. Now.
There he is. You ready?
He's calling. Okay, here we go. All right, we're going now to upstate New York to visit with Zach. Hello, Zach. How are you, sir?
Oh, you know, still have a job. It's a good day, but it's actually my birthday.
We know this. That's why we're about to do this. And now everybody who's listening to the show, you got to do this too. I don't care if you think we can't hear you. We can hear you. So let's do it. Ready? And a one. And a two.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Zach. Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
That was awesome. Thank you, guys.
That's ridiculous is what that is. Anyway, well, did you do anything fun for your birthday?
World Poetry Open Mic. We got to go over the top sometimes.
That's just calling a Poetry Open Mic show World Poetry Open Mic's a little over the top, I got to be honest. So what did you end up doing with your birthday?
I worked.
Hey, I've had birthdays like that. I understand that.
Oh, yeah.
I worked 1 to 6, and you know, I was developing the short story that I'm writing, and so that's coming along really good. And so, yeah, and I was getting ready to figure out what I'm going to read tonight here and share with my WPLM family.
Okay.
What you got? I'm happy you're here. So, yes, let's step back. Let's give you the stage.
All right, so this is my second full-length song that I wrote. I shared it before. I just read the words, but, you know, really, this is, when I think about it, this is how I feel about World Poetry Open Mic, and, you know, I think this is a piece that's also really relevant to now, and it's called Believe, and I'm going to be singing it. I want to thank you for letting me see the wonder in your eyes, the ones that shine brighter than the stars in the sky. I want to thank you for making me believe that it's okay for me to chase my dreams. All the times I thought I lost my way, I prayed for guidance, and I swear I heard you say, it's okay if you feel lost, it's okay if you don't know which way to go. Don't be afraid of taking chances, sometimes that's the only way to know. But if you're afraid, just listen to your heart. You can always find your way back home. Every day I wake up and say, thank you for another day. And when times get bad and nothing goes my way, I turn on the radio and suddenly I know I'll be okay. Because I heard the words you said that day. It's okay if you feel lost, it's okay if you don't know which way to go. Don't be afraid of taking chances, sometimes that's the only way to know. And if you're afraid, just listen to your heart. You can always find your way back home. As this journey gets longer, my faith is getting stronger that we are here for a reason, because we all need something to believe in. And tonight I believe it's okay if you feel lost. It's okay if you don't know which way to go. Don't be afraid of taking chances, sometimes that's the only way to grow. And if you feel lost, if you feel cold, just listen to your heart. You will always find your way back home. You can always find your way back home. End of piece.
I like that.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Thank you.
And for having a melody, too.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way I feel about World Poetry Open Mic. You know, you guys always make me believe that I can really be a writer and that I am a good writer. And, you know, that it's okay if you feel lost. There's always a way to find your place. And I'm happy that this has been my place.
I think the thing that you probably, maybe you misconstrued this differently. If you feel lost in your journey to become a writer, what we really want you to know is that somewhere on the internet on Friday nights, there's two people who are far more lost than anybody else who might find us on the internet is. And therefore, it makes you feel better.
Yeah.
No, Zach, thank you for the kind words.
Yeah.
And we are really happy to have you here. Yes, you are a writer and you are making those steps forward really strongly. And I just want to say happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you guys. And, you know, I'll be here for the return engagement.
Sounds great.
Sounds perfect. Right. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Bye. And that was Zach calling from upstate New York. Do you wonder if there's more dogs that live in upstate New York than lower state?
Possibly.
Pup state New York?
Oh, gosh.
This is how we know I'm tired. Okay. Yep. Okay, Dave.
Are you ready for the next one?
Give me that kind of show. All right, here we go. For our next caller, we are now heading to Cleveland, Ohio. The culinary capital.
We are now heading to.
Let's go to Mama Oladeji.
Yes.
Hello, Mama. How are you?
Hi. I'm going to lighten it up a little bit because I'm down to so much pressure this week and all these last week and just so much in here. Dennis just sent me one of the best George Floyd poems that I've ever read so far, and I was hoping he'd get a chance to call in to do it. So I'm not going to do my George Floyd poem. I'm going to do a poem called Looking for the Joy. Hello, everybody. Happy birthday, Zach. That was a beautiful, beautiful song you wrote, Zach. Zach, I love you. And anyway, the name of this piece is called Looking for the Joy. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Again, the name of this piece is called Looking for the Joy. Looking for the joy upon approach to task, we ask, where is the joy? Before joy shows you any trace, challenge will show you its serious face. When then does it become enjoyable to you? Is it finishing a project to the end? Or the little milestones along the way? Gleaning joy for some is the prize. And for some, it's the distance of the journey to surmise. No plans may yield a pleasant surprise. So, no matter at which point you find your final fulfillment, without passion, joy may resist to exist. Joy should give relief to grief. If not, begin again, following a different pattern towards your end. Tackle each task, even laugh, but dig for the joy like you search for gold. There's more to life than just getting old. Envy.
Damn right. That's true. More to life than just getting old. I love that. And Mama, it's a pleasure to hear your work always.
Thank you. I hope I've brightened up everybody's day for just a moment.
You. Oh,
and
yes.
Remind you to search for the joy. I love both of you all. God bless. And Dennis is trying to call in, so kind of look out for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're in contact with him, let him know when our second segment starts up.
Which is just
he's listening.
Oh.
But he can't get through. He keeps getting the English lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll in the second segment, we'll be able to get him. No problem.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, then. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Absolutely bringing it like she usually does. Some fantastic stuff. Now, before we go into the next segment, though, I got a little work I got to put in here, JT.
Yes, you do.
So each month we have a mysterious poet of the month. We don't tell you what their identity is until the third week, but we do give you three clues each week until then. So this is our first week. Our first Friday, we're going to give clues for the June 2020 Poet of the Month. Clue number one. Quadragennial tenure in Columbia past. Try that again. Quadragennial tenure in Columbia past. Clue number two. In 1940, the Pulitzer rang. In 1940, the Pulitzer rang. And clue number three, Lincoln in the last days. Once again, Lincoln in the last days. Now, those are three clues for this week for the Poet of the Month's identity for the entire month. If you want to see what I wrote down and you want to do some of your own research, go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, look at Poetic or Poet of the Month, I'm sorry, and that's a page you can select, and the clues will be there. In fact, they're actually already posted if you want to start using it for your research. Happy hunting. If you think you know what it is, let us know. Send it to us in an email. If you're the first one to get it, you'll get to choose a song that I perform on Studio X in the following month, so it won't be until July. All right, there you go. Those are our first three clues for this month's Poet of the Month. All right. Now, on our last segment, we only had four callers. Normally, that would trigger us going right to the return engagement. However, we always guarantee two segments at all times. So, since we had four, no problem. We're going to try a second segment. We need five more unique callers. The number 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Christine?
Yes, Michael?
You know what you get when you throw four chickens in a bathtub?
Pure poultry.
That's right. World Poultry Open Mic.
That's nice.
I'm pretty proud of that drop right there. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, you should be. It was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
So thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. Okay.
Wow.
What if I did the whole show as an Elvis impersonation? What do you think?
Just do it, Johnny Bravo. You'll be fine.
It's really the same thing.
I know.
So we're on light calls tonight. It happens sometimes. No big deal. So we have one caller that called in during the segment, which means we're going to go to him, and then we're going to cut to
the return engagement.
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 Like a glove. No, I caught JT slightly off guard on that one.
But we actually have something after the poet, before the return.
Mm-hmm. And we have a submission.
Yeah, so even better.
We got a few things here.
We got a few things. What would you like to do first?
I think I'm going to go with the submission.
Okay.
And this one's from Steve Jonka. And it's called Kobuk. Here we go. He was a soldier in Vietnam stationed back to Cam Ranh. Ready to fight all through the night, he took every command while combing the land. Never complained, what given to eat, always standing on his feet, protecting every move I made, never far is where he stayed. Never complaining about the weather, as for me, he did it much better. So on the perimeter, we would walk using hand gestures and sometimes talked. His eyes were sharp and ears alert as he sniffed out danger from the dirt. Yes, Air Force is what he was. Logged, you see, he was my sentry dog. All those nights, it wasn't luck. I made it back thanks to Kobuk. Rest in peace, my loyal canine. 50 years later now is the time to let you know he never did part, for Kobuk is always in my heart. He dedicates this by my friend Don Fair, Tonawanda, New York. Oh, I see. This isn't from Steve. This is sent in. This is written by Dan Fire in Tonawanda, New York, written about his dog in Vietnam. And they end with this. America has been through hard times before. I do think God is trying to get our attention. Thank you for a place to share our life experiences by poetry. Wow. So that was Kobuk. Written by Dan Fire sent in by Steve Jonka. Thank you so much, Dan. Thank you so much, Steve. We really appreciate you, and we appreciate you sending that in. Those are affecting things. All right, now we're going to go to our caller for this segment. We're going to head to Dennis in Texas. Hello, Dennis.
No, got to hit the right button.
There we go. Goodness. Hello, Dennis. Welcome.
Yes, what's your name?
My name, I'm Michael.
Okay, Michael.
I do think God is trying to get our attention. Thank you.
No problem at all.
Is there a poem?
No, so at any rate, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, then I must have another station on here. Okay, I'm sorry.
No. We've got our broadcast in the background. That's all.
Yeah, we're okay. So I wanted to say thank you so much for calling. We always look forward to your work, and I want to just give you the stage. We'll talk after, okay?
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay, so here you go.
Now? Okay. Sure. This is called George Floyd. His cries of hurt and fear molested our hearts. When he muttered the word, "Mama," our souls wept. Afflicted by the pain in a dying man's voice, we swallowed the scene, inflicted with gloom. Vile transgressions, a fungus in the other's mind. A fiendish act performed. The results cut deep. All movement was glued, frozen in time. Buried up to his neck under a crushing knee. A still canvas hanging on the wall. We cannot unsee the image we have seen. A soul in agony whose heart was being slowed. Then grace entered his shattered soul and he called for his gone mama. Who among us cannot relate to this word? Did he see her then with open arms? Did he hear a lonely cello in the distance? We are the things that we do, and we are reckoned by the actions that flow from us. Let that golden cord take you home, dear George, back into your mama's loving arms. You are a champion. You will never be forgotten. Your baby girl was right when she shouted, "My daddy's changed the world." End of poem.
Really powerful piece. Really powerful piece.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is.
I appreciate.
This is the right time
for
this.
It killed us all. It hurt us all so much to see him.
Yes. Yeah.
What happened to him?
I heard. I saw someone put up something. It was a woman who had a sign that said, "When George Floyd called for his mother, all mothers hurt." And I gotta say, I also think all fathers hurt. All brothers heard, all sisters heard, all friends heard. And for
Absolutely.
Those who are able to see clearly enough to respond, this is, yeah.
Michael, when I was a kid, my dad used to tell me if I got nasty with my mother, he would say to me, "Dennis, you remember, I swear he used to tell me this, when you're dying, the first thing you're thinking of is your mama. You're going to call her." And it hit me so hard when I heard George say mama. It brought me right back to my own childhood and thinking of my father. And he lost his mother when he was 12 years old. Mm. So I think he had an idea. But how true it was.
Wow. Yeah, he was dead wow. on, wasn't he? Wow. Dennis, thank you so much for sharing that. Really impactful, really meaningful, and it's not falling on deaf ears.
I appreciate that, Michael, and I will try to get to you guys again next week with all my might. Well, I don't know why I have so much trouble.
Well, it's a Friday night. We get it.
There is an English lady who always answers the phone and says, "I'm sorry, but..." Oh, you know that, right?
Yes.
The party you are... Therese is not here or something like that. Okay, Michael, take care and have a good night.
Hey, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
That was welcome.
Dennis Gaunt from Texas here for our second segment. Wow.
That was a powerful piece. I'm sorry. I'm a little behind. Hang on, Mike. I'm just a little behind. That took me. Sorry. My apologies, sir.
You got it. Still have no idea what you were saying, but I was saying,
hang on a moment because that poem really hit me. So I was a little behind.
Fair enough.
Go ahead, sir.
No worries. So it is at the end of the segment. It is now time for us to unveil our June 2020 poetic form of the month. You can find this on the page worldpoetryopenmic.net in the tab Poetic Form of the Month. Our poetic form of the month is soliloquy. Soliloquy is a monologue spoken by a theatrical character which expresses the character's inner thoughts and emotions. Soliloquies may be written in common prose, but the most famous ones, including those by Hamlet and countless other Shakespearean characters, are written in poetic verse. Here's an example, a short example, of what a soliloquy would be. This is from Macbeth, Act 5, Scene 5, and a powerful piece. Here we go. Tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life is but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. And that was an example of a soliloquy that's called the Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow soliloquy from Macbeth. So our June 2020 poetic form of the month, we hope you investigate, is a soliloquy. All right. Now it is time for us to head to our second.
It's okay.
Let me try that whole sentence again.
All right.
It is now time for us to head to
the return engagement.
Engagement. I love it.
I've been told I make things complicated sometimes.
It's okay.
Well, that's what they say. I'm not really sure that's really the case.
Oh, it is.
All right. Anybody who wants to call back in, share a piece, you can. Anybody who wants to call in for the first time, you can also share a piece. But we're going to do it all at one time. So this is the return engagement. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
So I was in the shower, right? I was practicing my Jackie Chan moves.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. I hit my head. And when I came to, I talked like this.
Wow. Yowza, yowza, yowza.
That's what reminded me of it.
That was so great.
Good choice on the music tonight, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great stuff. a lot of fun. By the way, I don't think anybody would believe you if you told them what I'm wearing on my head right now.
No, I don't think anybody would either. Michael's wearing a helmet. And now it's safe. It's awfully tight toward his head, so...
My head's so big.
I was going to say, it's probably fitted for a smaller head.
I got to say, no, look at this.
That's not a lot of wiggle room. That's awesome.
It's not a lot, but it's also, you know, this is a tactical action helmet.
Yes. It looks like it should be on a G.I. Joe figure.
That's exactly the point.
Okay. All right, Joe.
Thank you very much. It's what you buy for discount at the surplus store.
That's what you got, huh?
I didn't buy this at the surplus store.
Okay.
The guy who lost it to me in a massive card game. bet in my car straight up. He bet me this fine helmet. I walked away victorious.
I think you got cheated.
Anyway, all right. So we've got some great callers lined up here in the return engagement. We also have another submission I'm going to read right up front.
Oh, awesome.
And yeah, let's just get right into it here. So here is our submission. This is from Lilac Poet, and this is called The Encounter. I've seen him many times before. He always waves hello, but something's new about him now. He's got a certain glow. His hair is looking shiny. There's a twinkle in his eyes. He looks at me. My tummy flipped, much to my surprise. His teeth seem extra white today, more sunshine in his smile. My heart is trying to make me ask if he would stop a while. I usually give a casual wave and hear my voice shout, hey, of all the days to wear my frumpy tracksuit. Why today? He turns and gives another smile. My tummy flips again. Yet I haven't felt this silly since my school days way back when. 'Twas only then I noticed that his armpits stank of death. He spat upon the pavement and had boozy garlic breath. His shiny hair was from the grease wiped with his fish and chips. And then I see the beer gut, which went right around the hips. Hey, back, he said. I thought I'd put a face behind the wave. You can call me gorgeous, but my mates all call me Dave. And just like that, the dream went flat. My name is Sue, I lied. I'm sorry, but I have to run. My neighbor's cat just died. And that was The Encounter by Lilac Poet.
That was good.
Voices for the character of Dave, also provided by myself.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you. I think if I start doing voices in people's poems, they wouldn't appreciate it.
But in that one, I think it fit. But that was just a personal sure thing.
Like, for whom the bell tolls. Like, people would not.
No, not for that.
They would not
one.
Go for it.
No, no.
If I did everything like Sean Connery, I am the last dragon. There's a man down there trying to sink my submarine.
Doing the Telltale Heart is Sean Connery?
I think he's doing all of it, Sean Connery.
Okay.
Everything is Sean Connery.
All right.
Everything. I'll take a quarter pounder with cheese. All right. You know, you could do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you could.
You could do it. All right, let's get to callers to save us from ourselves. Let's go, first of all, to Dennis in Michigan, the number one spot here in the return engagement. Hello, Dennis. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
We're happy too. JT has been really questioning the direction of the show ever since I got on the microphone. So I think he's hoping you can save it.
Please help.
I'll do the best I can.
Perfect. Hey, perfect.
It was good to hear Dennis from Texas read.
Yes.
The very, very touching poem he wrote. And in that poem, he mentions mother. And I have a poem that also mentions mother. It's another cover of a Rabindranath Tagore poem. The title is Clouds and Waves. Mother, the folks who live up in the clouds call out to me. We play from the time we wake till the day ends. We play with the golden dawn. We play with the silver moon. I ask, but how am I to get up to you? They answer, come to the edge of the earth, lift up your hands to the sky, and you will be taken up into the clouds. My mother is waiting for me at home, I say. How can I leave her and come? Then they smile and float away. But I know a nicer game than that, mother. I shall be the cloud and you the moon. I shall cover you with both my hands, and our housetop will be the blue sky. The folks who live up live in the waves call out to me. We sing from the morning till night. On and on we travel and know not where we pass. I ask, but how am I to join you? They tell me, come to the edge of the shore and stand with your eyes tight shut, and you will be carried out up on the waves. I say, my mother always wants me home in the evening. How can I leave her and go? They smile, dance, and pass by. But now I know a better game than that. I will be the waves, and you be the strange shore. I shall roll on and on and on and break upon your lap with laughter. And no one in the world will know where we both are. End of poem. A poem by Rabindranath Tagore.
Wow. Another just stunning piece. It's one of, he's the reason it's one of my favorite poets. He just, all of his work is just so stunning to me. And you do a wonderful job covering it, Dennis.
His imagery grabs you. And he's easy to relate to. And I am glad that you brought him in to be the Poet of the Month last month, because I'm starting to catch back up on some of the poems I've missed of his. And it is no wonder he has been loved and revered around the world for his great poetry.
Yes. Yeah, it's just no surprise to me either when you start reading it. And I'm glad that you're getting back into it also. And I was really excited to share this poet with everybody. So I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
Yes, and I sure appreciate it. But it's time for me to step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic. And I'm going to say, God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless, Dennis. And that was Dennis leading us off here in the return engagement from the Mitten State, the carpal tunnel. Let's stay in the Mitten State and now go to George, also in Michigan, just like we did in the first segment here. Hello, George, you there?
Also in Michigan, just like we did the first segment here. Hello, George, you there?
Hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome back.
Hello. Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Wow. After Tagore, I guess mine's going to be a little bit of a precipitous drop off. This is a little thing I wrote, six lines. It's each year we sort of like peer out across the gardens to find the first rose, and I'm not so sure why, but we do, and. So I photograph it usually, and I wrote this little thing just a couple of days ago. It's called First Rose. First rose out, find thee strong, caught my eye, been waiting long. Get thee higher, bring your throng, snip me up aroma's song. A rose is flowerdom's finest anthem. We get but one first rose per annum. End of piece.
I like that.
JT, what did you think of that one?
I enjoyed that. Thank you, George. Yeah.
If there's any flower lovers still awake at 11:20 p.m. Eastern. But no. I do, and I love to write about the birds and flowers, as you probably know.
Well, absolutely.
So it's glad to be here.
Hey, we're really happy to have you, George. Thank you so much, sir. And we hope to hear from you this next week. And you know, just love everything you do and everything you bring to us.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege for me to be here, and I'll move over now. I believe it's Zach coming up, the birthday boy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you guys take care.
Thank you, sir. And we'll talk to you next time, okay?
Great. Right.
And that was George calling from Michigan, the number two spot in the return engagement. Now, we're going to travel to upstate New York and visit again with Zach. Hello, Zach. Welcome back.
Hey, I'm here. How about you guys?
I'm actually right now a disembodied voice, so I don't have a whole lot to really share. No, I'm kidding. Awesome. We're doing great. We're doing great, and we're happy to be here still, and we're enjoying the night. There's been some really good stuff. We're looking forward to seeing what you brought.
Absolutely. So this is my latest poem. I wrote it on Wednesday, and it's one of the pieces that I consider, it's one of my other, you know, normally I write rhyming poems, and this is a rhyming poem, but it's also the other form of poetry that I think I do well at, and it's a conversation between two people, and it was... And when I was thinking about the piece, I wrote it, I thought of a line, and I built it up around that line. It's Fall with the Grace of a Sunset. And so this poem is called Once Upon a Time, and it is a dialogue between two people. I wish I wasn't so different from everyone. You've got more in common with people than you think. Oh, yeah? Like what? Well, once upon a time, we were smaller, then we grew taller, or rounder. Maybe more than we'd like, but we all grew stronger. Well, I don't feel very strong right now. And that's okay. We all fall, sometimes like a sack of bricks, sometimes with the grace of a sunset. But at some point, we all get up. And when you're ready to stand, I think you'll find there's fight left in you yet. And a beast.
I really like that one. And I like that conversational style you do occasionally. It's I think you do a great job of it, probably because of your training in dialogue as well.
Thank you. Yeah. I kind of like the conversational piece. It feels more provocative, thought provoking, and, you know, you think of a conversation between two people, and so, you know, you're able to connect with it more. And
absolutely.
But yeah, the falling with the grace of a sunset. It's of course that's kind of the cardinal sin of poetry is, you know, writing a line, like writing a poem around a line. But
right.
I was able to do it.
Sure. I think it is. It's quite fun. You did a great job and we appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, this has been the last part of my, my birthday is about to end, but I am still 29. I feel like an old fart.
Careful. You may have some people in the chat room completely.
I gotta actually say this, Zach. If you think that has anything to do with the term old at 30, you haven't been 30 yet. So just enjoy your 30s, man. Things get good. Honestly, for me, my life completely turned around and got better in my 30s.
Yeah.
So I actually wish you all the best. I think the 20s is a thing to be rid of, and I think the 30s is going to be great for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and you guys are all 25 at heart. So you guys.
I'm kidding. I'm six at heart. What are you talking about?
All right. Well, that was the end of my night, and you know, thank you guys for letting me share with you, and glad that you liked my pieces, and I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, my friend.
We'll talk to you then. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
And that was Zach, the birthday boy, calling from upstate New York. Very happy to have him on the show. It's always just great. Okay, now we're going to travel to Cleveland, Ohio to visit once again with Mama Oladeji.
I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
Hello, Mama.
We'll talk to you. Thank you, sir.
Hello.
Hello, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm
calling from.
No problem.
I have to tell. Wait, I'm trying to get the volume down. Hold
okay.
On. Okay, got it down.
All now right. We sound good now.
Now I got to tell Zach that young people eat more junk than old people, and their parts smell worse.
Okay.
So I got two pieces pulled up. One called Realizing a Mother's Job, and the other one called The Bigger Picture, which I did before, about the viruses and the beaching of the whales and the landfills and all the other stuff. So which one would you hear? Like to hear The Bigger Picture or Realizing a Mother's Job?
Realizing a Mother's Job?
Yeah, that's the one that immediately sticks out to me.
Okay. This is really concerning me. It's like I don't think I was a very good mother because I didn't discipline my kids. Okay, here we go. Maybe I should have spanked her, even though she was perfect. Maybe I should have fooled the gods, but I couldn't. Maybe I should not have been afraid that if I did not let her have her way, that she'd be sad. And maybe if I stood up to her and put my foot down, they would have let her stay. Maybe if I had pretended that she was normal, though she wasn't, they'd let her stay. Maybe if I had just not given in to her every whim, but I did. Maybe if I had not worshipped her as if she were some priceless gift, but to me she was. And maybe if I had acted more like a mother instead of just a friend, they'd let her stay. If I had only seen that she was here to learn how to be a human being again. If I had spanked her one time, maybe, just maybe, they would have let her stay, but I didn't. When she graduated college and skipped in school, I knew she was too good to be true, too good for this world. When she carried out every goal, I just left her on her own. I knew she was different than any child I had ever known. Genius, adorned with beauty and charm, I was afraid to teach her. To teach her that lesson that she was sent to learn. That no matter how wise or smart, a child's still a child. And to be a good mother, they need more than just a mother must be indefatigable guidance and training in a way a child should go. Even a firm occasional no, they'll respect. Letting my child have her way always was a form of neglect. I should have spanked her, but I couldn't. I should have trained her, but I didn't. In peace.
Oh. Mm. Wow. What a powerful, powerful piece, Mama.
Thank you.
Wow.
And that word that I couldn't get out was indefatigable.
It's a rough one. That's actually a rough one. We really appreciate that. That is really an intense piece, and it's going to really stick with us.
Thank you. Just appeal to all parents, no matter how much you love your child, please raise them up with some discipline, because you see what we got on our hands today. And even though she didn't take that route of just being wild and obnoxious and doing all the things that you see some of the kids doing over nothing, still, I should have gave her more guidance and not just let her have her way in every little thing.
We love you, Mama. Thank you for this.
You're welcome. And that word indefatigable, a person or their efforts persisting tirelessly, an indefatigable defender of human rights. And a mother must be indefatigable. Here, got it out. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, rounding out our return engagement. Everybody, it's been a shorter show. It's been a good show. And it's been solid. I'm really happy about it. And thank you for the amazing work. Think about inviting someone else if you'd like this next week. I know things are kind of turbulent. Things are crazy. The tension's elsewhere. That's okay. We're here. So we will join you next week. And we look forward to giving you the next three clues to our poet's identity and just kind of basking in the enjoyment of new and interesting work. So from Ursa, the studio dog, from Novia, the studio cat, from Hemingway, the other studio dog, from JT and myself, thank you. We love you. We appreciate you spending this time with us. Until next time, good night. Keep on writing.